majority of the cases actually that I take care of right now are young people, late teens, early 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. In the first wave, you'd see a lot of older people, but now within the second and third wave, especially the third wave, we see a lot of younger people. They're being put on machines. We refer to it as ECMO. The best way for me to explain it to the general public is you can think of it as a lung bypass machine or a heart-lung bypass machine. This is the most advanced type of life support you can provide to somebody, especially a COVID patient. To work at an organization that provides these services is not common. Where I work at Toronto General Hospital, that's their specialty. It's a very extensive and advanced form of life support that takes a specialized center to provide it. I have seen people get better with this support. However, this type of life support is the recovery process even after COVID, after you've been hospitalized in the intensive care unit, regardless if it was just you're on a ventilator or with a ventilator and ECMO support, it's long. There's a long recovery process after that to get back to your baseline cognitive and physical function.